Good morning, good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get that second date, you will get $100. Who is on the line this morning?
Brandon.
Brandon? What's up, boy?
What's going on, man?
You got it, man. Talk to me, Brandon. How can we help you?
Man, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I let my girl borrow $1,200. That thing in April. She's supposed to file the taxes. I let her borrow. She been buying me little stuff. I guess she think that's supposed to cover it, but no, I want my money.
It ain't the $1,200.
No, it ain't the $1,200.
Facts.
So when you ain't asked her, like, you ain't dropped no hints, like, yo, I know you got your stimulus, let alone your taxes. Can I get some?
Let her tell it. She don't have it. She ain't got it yet. I guess that's why she been trying to buy me little stuff here and there.
See, to be honest with you, man, you know, people will do that. People will piece their debt back together with something that has no real value to you. I gave you $1,200. I want my dang on $1,200 back. What's her name?
Victoria.
All right, this is what we're going to do, homie. We're going to try our best to get Victoria on the phone, see if we can get her to comply with what you want. And if you can get that out of the situation, you get $100. How about that?
That's cool.
Cool. Put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing until we cue you in.
All right.
Man.
Some
people don't know how to keep stuff going, keep relationships going. You know what I mean? If you borrow the money, pay it back.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to Victoria, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Well, hey, look here, Victoria. I'm not finna take a long time. This is your favorite cousin, Young Jock. I got Sue Solo on the phone.
Hey.
And that boy, Shouter. We're the Streets Morning Talk Over, a morning radio show. And we have a segment on the show called Second Date Update, Victoria. And we want to know if you want to be a part of it.
What?
We wanted to know if you'd like to be a part of the Second Date Update, which is...
Really, we calling to tell you that you are a part of it, sis. Good morning.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Part of it because of what?
Okay, so this is how it works. Someone called us that you guys have been dating, and a gentleman, what's his name, Sue?
Brandon.
That's right. Brandon called us up. Brandon said that, you know what, you were a good woman. He let you borrow $1,200, and he ain't sent you since.
Yeah. No, he said you ain't paid him back. He said you've been balling, you've been buying stuff, but you haven't gave him a dime back.
So you mean to tell me that Brandon called the radio station and put my business on the radio because I owe him? Okay, well, let me tell you something. As long as I owe you, Brandon, you'll never be broke. I did borrow the $1,200, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was going to pay. I had all intention of paying him back when the taxes came, but then COVID happened, and it was a pandemic, and that's not my fault.
So, baby girl, did you ever get your tax return?
Did I ever get my tax return? Yeah, I got my taxes back.
So why you ain't paid it?
No, wait a minute. No, you told me you ain't got it yet. Who is that, Brandon?
Yeah, it is Brandon.
Okay.
When you asked me if I got them back, I didn't have them back at the time. How long you been at it then? Excuse me?
How long you been at it?
That doesn't matter, Brandon. I can't believe you would even call the radio station and put my business out in the streets like that.
I mean, you've been ducking and dodging calls and text messages. Seems like this the only way I can get in touch with you.
Well, yes, I did get my taxes back, and I feel like, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I do owe you, but I don't owe you the whole $1,200.
So, baby girl, let me ask you a question. Why don't you think you owe him $1,200?
Because I've been buying him things. I've been cooking still for him. I've been doing little things here and there for him. And that adds up. That shit's not free. So I was just taking it off the $1,200.
So you wouldn't have did that stuff if you didn't owe him the money? You wouldn't cook and be nice and buy him stuff if you didn't owe him the money?
No, I did that. I mean, he was my friend. We were together. You know what I'm saying? That was my friend. So I would have done that. But I feel like, you know, since I owed him money, now I can kind of take it off of what I owe.
Yeah, typically, sis, with something like that, you need to have an arrangement set up. Like, that person needs to be on the same page as you because, listen, if I loan somebody some money, I want every penny back. If you bought me something to eat when you owed me money, honey, it does not come off the total debt.
So well, now we know you got your taxes. Can he get his money?
Brandon, if you decide that you want to reach out to me without the radio, you can do that.
Well, on, will you answer or respond?
So let me ask you a question. Do you really feel like you didn't have to pay him back because y'all was seeing each other?
I mean, I'm a real person. I did ask Brandon. I did tell him that I would pay him back.
So, I'm saying I'm not going to say that I don't owe him, but I don't owe him the $1,200, and that's just what it is. I don't owe him the full $1,200. And if he feels like I do, then he can just take me to court.
Damn. It done came to this.
I mean,
first radio, then court.
Yeah, because you're not going to rush me. It's when I got my return, it's not like I blew the money. I had a hardship that I used the money for. And like I said, he's talking about I'm spending money and I'm buying things. I don't know what he's talking about, but don't be watching my pockets. You'll get the money.
Whoa, if it's money in your pockets, he's supposed to watch. I watch my money.
I know that's right.
My money was in my pocket in April. This my money now.
Okay. Hey, Brandon, how you want this to go, Brandon? She said she gonna give you your money, but you know it still sounds like she handling you like you's a peon.
I get the $1,200 off. I ain't worried.
Hi. So wait. You may get the $1,200, but what is it gonna be? Y'all gonna stick together? Y'all gonna keep rocking? What's up? What you want this to be, bro? This your world.
We gonna keep rocking. I just touch to the game. I get.
When last time you hit?
Man,
don't answer that. It's okay.
Either way, listen.
It was a long time ago because you ain't got your money. Because if you was really all about that, you would have been had your back plus more.
Wow, whoa. This is straight savagery.
Alright, well, it sounds like to me you gonna have some complications getting your money back, and it also sounds like to me she's still chomping your ass, Brandon. He didn't get what he wanted out of the deal. So at the end of the day, on behalf of 1-800-INJURED the Bethune Law Firm, you will not be getting this $100. Hey, I need our listeners to call up, man. 1-866-YOUNG-JOCK. That's YUNGJLC. Let's talk about this second date update, man. Brandon, prayers up for you, bro, and your $1,200. We pray that them $1,200 bounce back. You did.
Never gonna get it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Keep it where you got it. Young Jock in the Streets, Morning Takeover.